Garda Commissioner Drew Harris has offered intensive negotiations without preconditions with the Garda Representative Association over the controversial Garda roster. As things stand, the voluntary overtime ban on Tuesdays is due to begin from next week, and there's still the threat of a full day's stoppage on November the 10th, plus an outright refusal to work the pre-COVID roster from November the 6th, as the Commissioner has ordered. With me now is Michael Doherty from the School of Law and Criminology at Maynooth University. And of course, any action that may or may not happen, it's legally not a strike. The GRA can't act collectively and call a strike, isn't that right?
Morning, Anya. Yes, absolutely. I mean, that's the weird position about this one, I guess, is guards are explicitly prohibited from taking strike action under legislation. And it's absolutely one of the classic cases where you have a legal position which is clear, everybody understands it and so on, but the practical position is so different that it almost renders it moot, because it, to enforce the legal position against the guards is almost impossible.
So that we do know that the GRA is supporting the withdrawal of voluntary overtime from the roster on Tuesdays throughout October, so from next week. That withdrawal of voluntary overtime, what does that involve? What's the effect of that?
Yeah, well, the GRA will be quite careful to say that they're not, you know, pushing anything, because
it's the decision of individual Gardaí.
Absolutely. And you know, we're to go back to what I just said, you know, this kind of a little bit of a legal fiction going on here. We all understand what it is, but I guess one of the problems is that the guards are so reliant on overtime. I mean, you know, if you want to take a starting point for this dispute, I guess it's that. It's voluntary, and you know, the key is in the title there. The force is reliant on overtime. Guards, you know, do voluntary overtime for various reasons, financial obviously, but also because they know it's necessary. So it seems that there's nothing to stop people voluntarily saying, well, I'm not going to do, you know, this voluntary overtime work, which will put enormous pressure on resources.
And they would be within their rights and within the law in doing so.
Generally speaking, unless there's something we don't know about, but generally speaking, yeah, overtime is voluntary, and, you know, there might be an expectation that people would do it. And I guess in a normal industry relations situation, if there is an expectation people would normally do overtime, then, you know, you'd have some negotiation around that. HR would get involved, etc. But obviously we're in a very unique situation here.
Yes. And of course, these Tuesdays involve, well, Tuesday week, October the 10th, that's budget day. It's normally, and we've seen recently the controversy about the protests at Leinster House. Normally you'd get a lot of protesters out on budget day, so there'd be a big Garda presence needed. It also includes Halloween, again, normally a very active night for Gardaí. So these are nights when you would imagine Commissioner Harris would want, and days when he'd want all of his forces at his disposal.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, those two dates that you picked out there are ones where there would be normally a lot of overtime because, you know, that they're high activity periods, if you like. So, you know, when taking industrial action, nobody ever takes it to, you know, so that it won't be noticed. Points of maximum disruption are chosen, and that's what's happened here.
So Commissioner Harris has repeated his offer of intensive negotiations, but the online meeting that was held yesterday didn't seem to result in any progress. He's offering it without preconditions. The GRA are saying they want the old roster taken off the table and then they'll talk. So the prospects of making much progress there.
Yeah, it's difficult because, again, we're not in a kind of a normal industry dispute pattern here. First, normally it wouldn't be usual to personalise matters so deeply.
Because there are two issues here. There's the issue of the dispute over the roster, but there's also the fact that we have had this almost unanimous vote by the GRA of no confidence. We have had words like irreparable used about the relationship. And the GRA also made it clear that they felt they were making some progress. Their representative telling us yesterday morning they felt they were making progress at the weekend, but that disappeared when they met the commissioner. So
Absolutely.
That personalization, how does whatever about resolving a roster row, how does that get fixed?
And therein lies the problem. I mean, that is why in a normal, again, I keep using the word normal or usual industrial relations dispute, you know, things don't get personalised because that really makes everything just more difficult than it already is. I mean, in a usual industrial relations situation, there would be a ballot on the roster issue. Now, what we have is a vote of no confidence in an individual, in an officer. So, you know, legally speaking, even if this were, if it were possible for the guards to legally strike, that vote of no confidence probably wouldn't suffice because it's not focused on a particular issue. So the personalization and the breakdown in relations, is, you know, makes everything so much more difficult because rostering is actually quite complicated. It's actually much more complicated than something like pay, where, you know, you have X and Y and you come to a deal.
Has criticised the old roster in the past. I think it's generally accepted that there are problems with the old roster. The Commissioner is saying he's willing to change it, but he wants to revert to it for the moment for reasons of higher visibility and overlap. Is that right?
Yes, exactly. And I mean, in some ways, it's back to the future here, because in 2016, there was a row, now, not involving the GRA, involving the sergeants and inspectors. It got kind of caught up again in this roster issue, and the GRA seemed to support kind of a new proposal that was put forward and then rejected it. And it was felt at the time that rejection was actually less to do with the roster issue and more to do with other issues to do with pay. And we seem to be back there where we have an issue, the rosters, which does have to be solved. But it's become caught up in all this language about preconditions and so on. And because, you know, the Gardaí, it's a command and control organisation, so the language even used, it's not clear to those of us who observe IR disputes generally, you know, what exactly do the parties mean when they say preconditions? Is preconditions the deadline of November 6th? Is it something else? And it seems actually that the parties, deliberately or otherwise, are talking past each other here, in that one is saying there are preconditions and one is saying absolutely not.
And it's also a political problem, isn't it? Because the Commissioner has the backing of the Minister, the backing of the policing authority, the backing of the Taoiseach. And ultimately, it's going to be a test of political will, isn't it? Whether this standoff continues or whether concessions are made.
Yes, I mean, it's a nightmare situation, for example, for the minister, because, you know, for a minister to get involved in operational policing matters is something that most of us, people like me, would be jumping up and down and saying, you know, this shouldn't happen. But yet, on this one, people are calling for the minister to get involved and to do something. But it's really unclear what the minister can do at this point. I mean, there are a number of issues at play here to do with underinvestment in the force, which go back, you know, a long time, to do with should the guards have a right to strike, for example. You know, arguably and ironically, this situation could have been avoided if some sort of right to strike, heavily surrounded by safeguards and procedures and so on, and, you know, ballots, minimum service levels, all that kind of stuff, had that been introduced years ago. So, you know, when the guards were calling for it. So it's ultimate, you know, it's one of the ultimate ironies that had something been conceded that was thought of as, you know, unthinkable earlier, we may not be here.
You wouldn't start from here.
No, right.
Exactly. Michael Doherty's from the School of Law and Criminology at Maynooth University. Thank you very much for coming into us on Morning Ireland.